3, 4, 5, 6.
Hello, big fat hello, everybody. I hope that you're all right. I hope that everybody is lovely. I hope that we're all a little bit excited. I'm excited for this episode because you might have seen, I don't know what I've titled it yet, but basically my best friend Leah, like my childhood bestie, is on this episode. And it's a film, it's a clip that we filmed like a few months ago. It was just before, which lockdown was it? I can't remember. It was a while ago. It was when we could still meet up, but we couldn't like do much. Like places were open. So we were in a hotel. Oh, it was just very confusing. So, but yeah, we were just pissed in a hotel room basically. And I brought my stuff with me because I was like, I just want to film like a bit of an episode with you and like see where it goes. And then I forgot about it, and then I just remembered it, and I was like, wow, I'm just gonna put it in this episode and do an episode on being drunk because we were absolutely twatted. I think that was what my intention was when I filmed it, like, oh, we'll do an episode on being drunk. But to be completely honest with you, I cannot remember whatsoever. I really cannot. So we're just gonna see what happens. And I'm sure that it's bloody brilliant because we are both hilarious, and together I just think we're funny as fuck, and I'm sure that you're all going to love it as well. But anyway, we are,
I just want to be me,
going to start this episode on just being getting absolutely twatted. Big fat twatted. An absolute big fat twatted. Big fat. Paddywhack. Give a dog a drink to absolute drink his tits off. That's what we're going to talk about. And I just wanted to do one on getting drunk because, unfortunately, I feel like it's a large part of my life. And it's a large part of my brand. I feel like I post my best TikToks when I am drunk. I just, personally, for me, you know, for some people, alcohol is not the one. It does not help them. It's not good for them. I think I'm in touch with what is good and bad for me. And I think that I have quite a positive relationship with alcohol that will not be detrimental to me in any way. So I am talking about this, everything that I'm saying, I'm just going to talk about my journey with getting twatted. Okay, this is what we're doing. We're going on a spiritual journey together, and by the end of it, we're going to work out why I'm such a big fat sweaty gozer when I have a drink. Hopefully that's the plan. We'll see what happens. But firstly, I just want to go to when I was younger. Oh, I want to preface this with, I'm not encouraging anybody to go out there and get absolutely twatted. Just talking about my experiences. All right, here we big fat go. When I was younger, believe it or not, I don't want to drink. Ew, get that out my face. I would say,
get that out my face.
Literally, I would speak to my mum at length. We used to call beer dirty beer. Like, that was what we called it in our family. I'd be like, ooh, my dad's drinking a dirty beer. And, like, that's weird. But, like, yeah, did that. And just very odd. Like, I just thought, like, ooh, no, why would I ever want to do that? I remember smelling, like beer and thinking it smelled fucking horrible. And I was like, I do not want to drink that. Like, that's disgusting. And I still don't. Fun fact about me, I've never had a pint. Never once in my life have I had a pint of beer. Once. Literally once. I've never had a bottle of beer. I've just never drank beer before. I've tried little sips of it. Even if I do beer pong, I buy my own, like, cider or something. Because fuck that. Don't like it. And also, not to be rude or anything, but everybody who drinks beer gets fat. And I can't be arsed with that. Like, they don't get, like, they don't, like, put on weight. They just get beer bellies where, like, it expands. Like, I've seen the skinniest people have a full beer belly and they look like they're pregnant. And, like, I'm not keen about that. I'd rather, like, I don't really care if I get fat, to be quite honest with you. But a beer belly, not the one. Really big fat. Absolutely. Do not want anything to do with that. So, yeah, one sec. Is my podcast sound loud enough? Try and turn the volume up on it. I can't remember if I turned it down when I last used it. Shall I have a look? Oh, no, it's on full volume. Oh, here we bloody go.
I just want to be me.
Oh, here he is. He's back. Right, okay, anyway. But yeah, beer is not for me. So I didn't start drinking until I was in high school with my friends. I reckon I went to the first ever party. I'm going to do a full episode on parties as well and like going out and stuff. And that's going to be separate to this. I'm purely just going to talk about like alcohol and stuff on here just because I'm a big fat one too. I went to a party. As soon as I say that, I'm a big fat speak about a party. Sort it out, Max. Jesus bloody Christ, what's wrong with me? So I went to a party. I think I was in year 8. So how old does that make me? That's so young. I was literally like, oh my God. Oh my God. I thought I saw something moving, but it was just my fucking remote moving next to me as I moved it. I don't know what just happened. Anyway. Oh my God. Absolute. Anyway, I went to a party, a house party, and we bought in like strong bottle, which if you don't know what that is, it's like apple cider. In the UK, it's like a really popular brand and it's very like British, I feel. And had like a big bottle of that, but I literally just like had one sip of it and I was like, no, I do not like that. So I just pretended to drink it all night. And I was like, yeah, I feel it a little bit. Like, oh, I'm crazy. I'm fucked up. Like, whoa. But I literally just did not. And I was like, I don't want to. I'm too scared. Like, I don't want to. It tastes horrible. And, like, I feel too scared about what will happen to me if I get drunk. So I was literally, like, 12 at this random, like, house party. It wasn't a random house party. It was people from my year. But, like, crazy. And then we started, right, this is something that I've realised as I've got older, I literally spoke about this today, is really fucking weird. We used to get as literal 13, 14, maybe pushing it 15-year-olds would get an 18-year-old sixth former to get alcohol for us. And then afterwards, he would come to the parties with us. Like, his condition was like, oh yeah, I would get it if, like, we could, like, come. I'm pretty sure he did. Or maybe that was, like, only a few occasions. And he, like, got with girls. And we'd be like, looking back now, and we used to be like, oh my God, he's so cool, like, he's so much older, like, blah, blah, blah. But looking back, he must have been a full-on fucking loser. Because he were, like, pulling 14-year-olds whilst he were 18. I don't even remember his name. I don't think he used to go out with us, actually. He just used to I think he came to like one thing, this one party that was in one of my mate's dead grandma's house, which I'm gonna go into when I talk about a party episode, all right? But I can't get into all that now because that's like literally one of the most bizarre and funny, just weird stories of my entire life. Oh my God, what weird times I used to have. Buzzing memories though, absolutely love them lot. We used to get this guy to buy us alcohol, and basically I used to drink like little bits here and there, like nothing crazy. I would have like I can't remember, I probably had like cider and like little bits of shit. And then I remember having vodka for the first time and having shots of vodka. The first time I ever had vodka, I had shots of vodka. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm actually going to die. When it was in my... Oh, it makes me shiver. Every time I think about vodka, like having a shot, it literally makes me shiver because I remember every time how horrible it makes your body feel. Oh, even now, to be fair, now I can stomach it a lot better. But back, I remember my first ever one, I was literally like retching and I was like, oh my God, it burned all my insides. And I was like, I cannot believe that this is what people do. And then I felt buzzing. I remember, like, pretty much immediately after, at least, like, 5 to 10 minutes after, just being like, oh my God, this is why people get drunk. Like, this is unreal. And I remember that night I got with, like, two girls. And I, like, pulled one of them. It was, like, her house party. And I, like, pulled her, like, on a rug, like, on the floor. And her dog was, like, next to us. It was, like, really random and weird. And then I pulled this other girl that was like a close friend of mine, and it was a bit weird, and we just like didn't tell anybody that it happened. But very bizarre. That can't have been the first time I had vodka, because that was in like year nine. And I big fat loved every second. Well, I didn't love every second of it. I loved the after effects of it. But then I would, from that moment on, I was like, oh my God, this is the best way forward. Like, because I don't like the taste of vodka. So I didn't, like, I would drink it with mixer, but I could still taste it and it would make me feel sick. So I was like, I don't like the taste of vodka. So I'm just gonna shot vodka, like, all the time. And that's what a big fat did. For ages, I would just go to, I would buy, well, we'd get our friend to buy us a small, a miniature bottle of vodka. Like, I would just get one to myself, like the one that's like 250 mil, and I would just take that and I would just drink that. Like, and I would literally just take the lid off, pour it into the lid, and shot little bits at a time. And I think maybe I used to like wash it down with lemonade or something, but honestly, I'd be at parties just like shotting vodka. Not giving a single fuck, shotting my tits off. Weird. I look back now. If I ever have to shot, I cannot remember the last time I shotted vodka, but it literally is like a chore. Like, there is nothing that would possess me to shot vodka now. I would just not want to. Like, if we ever went to a bar, I can't imagine being at a bar with one of my friends and then being like, oh, I've got us shots of vodka. I'd be like, fuck off. I did it with my friend Maisie. In Newcastle in first year, and we both were just like, oh, that was fucking rancid. I think it was like the vanilla flavour or the raspberry flavour one. We always talk about it, but we always get the flavours wrong. Well, I say it's the raspberry and she says it with the vanilla, but I think that the vanilla would have tasted nice, so I don't think I would have had such an adverse reaction to it, but she claims it was the vanilla. But anyway, I just, yeah, big fat no. But I used to be big fat yes. I'd be like, go on then, give me a shot. I'll have a big fat shot because I'm a big hard lad. And now I'm just like, absolutely fucking no chance. I would just get absolutely shotted. Seriously, left, right, centre, up, down, sideways, big fat shotted. And then I don't know when, but I eventually introduced mixer. And I think I found the mixer that I would choose is Fanta Fruit Twist. And I did that because it's literally like the sugariest tits of a drink ever. Like, it's so sugary that I'm pretty sure it just like cancels it out. Like, it really does. And I when did I start drinking that? I would go to festivals and stuff. Oh, maybe this is it. Do you know, right, so the drink Fanta Fruit Twist with vodka instantly reminds me of festivals. I always think of it because every single time, very first festival I went to with Leah, that's gonna be on in a minute. I went with Leah and all my mates, and I took with me 2 liters of vodka because I plan to have like 500 mil a day because we were there for 4 days. No idea how. I'm pretty sure I went through it as well, and like 5 bottles of Fanta Fruit Twist, and I would literally every single day have a warm glass of vodka and Fanta Fruit Twist, and I would sneak vodka. So there's like these like floppy bottles that you put on like a chain. They're like plastic bottles, but they like refill and like they expand and they're all floppy and stuff. I would get them because I didn't want to pay for drinks in the festival because they're so expensive and like who can be asked to queue up. So I would get them and fill them with pure vodka, stuff them in my underwear. As I went into the arena because they check you, but I always think they're not allowed to touch my crotch, so I'll big fat hide it in there because you're not going to touch my dick because I'll twat you. So I cram this floppy bottle up my underwear basically, and it's so uncomfortable, like rubbing against your penis, absolutely. And you have no idea the amount of times that it has spilt. And I remember once, TMI by the way, too much information coming up ahead. I'd shaved my balls and then I got vodka all over them and they were stinging so much. I was in a club and I was in agony because I used to sneak vodka everywhere. Literally, I was telling Oh, my boyfriend. we'll get into that life update later. But I was telling him the other day, I used to sneak vodka into clubs. To be fair, I still would now. If I were going out, even though I've got more money now, I still do not see the point of buying such extortionate drinks. Like, in clubs, they genuinely cost so much sometimes, and it's so bloody unnecessary. Like, I'll never forget, one time I was in like this super, like, I'll tell you all about this when I talk about clubs and everything on an episode about that, but I was in like this super like prestigious club, and a vodka lemonade was like £33. I was like, get to fuck. But yeah, floppy bottles are the way forward if you go into festivals. Honestly, please just big fat do it. They're so good, like sneaking vodka in. And then at most, once you're in, buy a lemonade, and then you're absolutely sound. Like, why wouldn't you do that? Floppy bottles, I watch me do it all the time. I still do it now. So yeah, that's when like Fanta Fruit Twist came into play. And then when I started to go to clubs, it's purely vodka lemonade for me. All the way, if I'm out, or sometimes if I'm feeling fruity, vodka lime soda, if I'm trying to be healthy. But honestly, vodka lemonade. I think people who drink vodka coke in a club are weird. If people get like Jack Daniels and coke, and I'm like, that's bizarre. That's such a heavy drink to drink whilst you're like in a club. Do you know, I'm not like, I don't give a shit about calories, but I just feel like this is an interesting fact. There's the same amount of calories in a vodka and in a Jack Daniels and coke, or a Disaronno and coke, is a slice of cheesecake. Oh, how mad is that? That seems extortionate. It is a really nice drink, like a sweetie drink. But I don't really like coke, and I just think that people who have vodka and coke in clubs are weird. Sorry, not sorry. That is my opinion. Then I went to university, and this was when I became, number one, mega scruff. Like, I wouldn't even buy Fanta anymore because I was buying vodka and like alcohol and everything so often. I would go to Tesco and buy, in big Tesco's, they sell a 1.5 litre bottle of vodka, and it's like only 20 quid, and it is literally paint stripper. Like, it's, I don't know how it's legal. I wouldn't be surprised if it like turned people blind. Honestly, I would get that with the Tesco's on version of Fanta. It's called like Orange Fizz or something. Like, that's what I would always get, just because I had no money. But what a time to be alive that was. Oh, and also at uni, that's when I started to have Jaeger bombs on nights out, because like student deals and stuff usually are Jaeger bombs. Like, they're usually like 2 Jaeger bombs for like £2 or something like that in Bristol. This was when I was in Bristol. Like a Jaeger bomb. It's like 2 Jaeger bombs for a fiver, which is not really that good of a deal compared to Newcastle. Right, so now we're going on to Newcastle. Okay, let me tell you the story of when I first went on a night out in Newcastle. I was visiting my friend Leah, who you're going to meet in a minute, because she went to Newcastle Uni and I was at Bristol, and I wanted to see what it was like. So I went to go and stay with her for a few days to see. And on that first night out, I'd been going out in Bristol where drinks are more expensive. So I used to which is like pre-drink before you go out, so that you don't have to spend that much on a night out. I used to pre really hard, like I'll drink a lot. And I remember I was with Leah, and she was like, why are you pre-drinking so much? Like, we're going to a Trebs bar. And I was like, okay then. And if you don't know, a Treb is a thing that's like exclusive to Newcastle, and they call them Trebs bars if they sell Trebs. And it basically is 3 separate drinks, each containing 3 shots of vodka and a mixer. So in total, 9 shots of vodka, and you get that all yourself for £5. I repeat, 3 separate drinks, each with 3 shots of vodka in them and a mixer, and you get all of that to yourself for £5. So people literally walk around holding 3 drinks at once, drinking them all, and they get you... Right, so basically, Leah told me about this, and I was like, okay then, but it's got not... Obviously, that cannot be sustainable. Like, surely they can't afford to give out alcohol that cheap, so it's going to be really shit alcohol that probably won't get me drunk. So my thought process was, I'm still going to pre really hard, and then I'll order a Treb, but I bet it won't do anything to me, blah, blah, blah. I get there, And we're at this Trebs bar and we're ordering them. It's called Bijou, if you've ever heard of it, from Geordie Shore, YI. Can't believe I just said that. Ooh. Anyway, order them. And I'm thinking, right, he's pouring the vodka in. I can see him. He is doing three shots in each glass, fair enough. But I bet that it's like watered down vodka. And then he goes to open a new bottle of vodka and I heard it crack open. Do you know like when a bottle cracks open? And that's when he just started to pour mine. And then I thought in that moment, fuck, this is real vodka. And I'm actually about to get it. So then I was like, how am I gonna do this? So I ordered Trebs with lemonade. Right, you also typically a Newcastle Club, but in this one anyway, get the choice of lemonade, Coke, or blue. I repeat, lemonade, Coke, or blue. Nobody knows. The blue drink is literally blue. Big fat blue. Can't get any more blue than that. It's the bluest thing I've ever seen in my big fat blue life. Okay, blue. And I cannot express how elusive this drink is. Nobody knows really what flavour it is. I'm pretty sure it's like bubble gum, but it literally does not taste like bubble gum. I cannot explain what it is. It comes out of the tap, like lemonade and Coke does. Like they've got it on draft, and it's just blue. And it's renowned in Newcastle, like you can get the blue drink. And I have no fucking clue what it is. But anyway, I was like, I'm not getting blue because it was my first time in Newcastle. I didn't know what it was. Leah got blue and she was like, yeah, get blue. But I was like, no, I'm going to get lemonade. So I tried my Treb and it was fucking rancid. It tasted exactly like what it said on the tin. Three shots of vodka in a drink. And I was like, this is so strong. How can anybody drink this? And Leah was like, try some of mine. Tried the blue. You can't even taste the alcohol. This blue drink changed my big fat blue life. When I tell you, every night out in Newcastle now, I get three blue Trebs. And it is insane. I cannot comprehend that they are actually, it's just blue. And it must have so much sugar in it that you can't taste the alcohol because the alcohol is so strong. Like, I guarantee anybody in Newcastle, try a Treb with lemonade and then try one with blue. And there is a huge difference. It's fucking mental. I have no idea how it exists. I have no idea what it is, but I don't ever want to find out. Because if I find out, I'll know that that's probably what's rotting my organs and I will not want to drink it anymore. And I don't ever want to stop. So, it's absolutely, it's wild. It's literally wild. But in Newcastle, people just drink so much. There's such a drinking culture in Newcastle. Like, when I went to Bristol, there was a massive culture of drugs and people, like, did, like, loads of, like, psychedelic drugs, and they just like I'd go to a party and people would fully just be like sat on the couch like imagining dragons are all over the place and stuff. And then in Newcastle it was just like, oh, let's just go out and get twatted. And I think that's probably why I am more tolerant to alcohol, because of Newcastle and like the amount that we go out, because it's so easy to go out in Newcastle, and just the volume of alcohol that you consume, especially with my mates, like such good times. But I just big fat love it. I big fat love it. And now drinks wise, more recently, so remember, I went from trying like different cider, skipped over beer because fuck that. Then vodka, shot in vodka. Then like a little bit Jager bombs. Then discovered Trebs. And now, since I've been in London like this past year, trying to be a bit more fancy, I've recently like discovered more like wine. I'll have wine, like white wine, but I still cannot have just white wine by itself. I need to have it with lemonade. I'm sorry, I'm not a proper adult. Prosecco, I can have by itself. But then again, I do find it a bit dry. Like, I don't mind Prosecco. I'll have it, but only like if it fits the vibe, if you get what I mean. Like, I'll have Prosecco if we're on like a nice picnic and we're in like a nice location and it's cute to have Prosecco. But other than that, I'm sorry, I'm still just a vodka lemonade, vodka Fanta man. A really big fan. I like a cider nowadays, actually, like a Copperberg, like a fruity one. Don't like plain cider, just like a fruity, nice fruity. I like a dark fruit, Strongbow dark fruits. Love a bit of that. Love a big fat bit of that. But yeah, I've really not changed that much. I'm still just a pussy who can't really drink. Oh, actually, at my 21st, I had gin. I thought I was branching out then, but I can only do flavored gin. My family have loads of different flavors of gin. My favorite is Parma Violet Gin. Oh, little bit yum yum yummy. So nice. With lemonade still though. Or I actually ventured into soda water. And sometimes on nights out I would get a bottle of soda water, some cordial, and then
vodka, and it's like it's like having Fanta, but like without as many like it's like less like sugary and like less fatty for you. Because I think a lot of the reason why I wake up the next day feeling minging is because I've had so much sugar the night before. Because like if I ate like 10 bags of sweets before I went to bed, I'd probably still feel sick and like wake up the morning feeling sick. Do you know what I mean? It's like drinking that equivalent probably isn't good for you either. So I try to like go towards like soda water and cordial. But yeah, that's just me. That's just me in a nutshell, really. That's just big fat me, really. That's just my drunk journey. So yeah, I hope that you like alcohol, because I big fat do. Right. Now we've caught up to present date. I am going to go for a break, and then you are going to listen to me and Leah talk about whatever the fuck we talk about. I can tell you now, I've not listened to it all back. I don't know what we say. I'm sure we don't say anything too incriminating, but if we do, I'm incredibly sorry, and I hope that you big fat enjoy every second of it. Because, like I say, I have not a fucking clue what we say, and we are big fat blue weirdos. If I've ever big fat met us. Right, see you after this big fat sweaty gozer of a break. Hello, everyone. Do that again. It's a bit weird. There's no, let's just keep it going. Right, everybody, hello.
Yeah, I meant to do the noise again.
All right. Wait, you can press, by the way. So if it goes by the number, select, that's fine. And then we can. Or you can just move the thing and click on it. Yeah, and then he does
Okay.
it. Right, hello, everybody. So I don't know what I spoke about before. I don't know what I've spoke about before this, because I don't know. I think the what's it called of the episode? Title.
I don't
The
know.
title is gonna be something about drinking, something about alcohol. So I'm really drunk right now, and I'm here with my best friend Leah. Say hello, Leah.
Hello, Leah.
Yeah. So you've heard me. You've heard me speak about Leah loads of times.
And
So I
here
just
I
thought, were you?
am.
And do you know what? I've got a podcaphone.
And a premiere
phone.
party.
I've got a
We've got a
microphone
podcast and a premiere
and a
party.
premiere party. So we just thought, why not film a bit? So here we are, guys. And I don't know what I've spoken about so far, because I've not done it yet. But we're here, and so this episode's gonna be about drunk. So I thought we're drunk now, so let's just film a bit. So do you know what we're doing? We're big fat filming a
Just wanna be me.
Oh, I pressed the wrong one. Yeah. What about?
I love you, G.
Yeah,
we'll have a bit of that.
We'll have a bit of that. So, right, I've spoken about Leah before, as we know, multiple times. She came up in the Halloween episode. She's come out in probably every single episode, but she's actually here with us right now. Leah, say hello.
Here I fucking
Here
am.
she fucking is, guys. She's fucking here, and we're doing it. So,
First
Leah,
time in 9 months, isn't it, Matt?
First time in, I've not seen Leah in God knows how long, too long. COVID said, do you know what? You're not seeing each other. And we said,
Premier party.
yeah, you wish. We said you can try it, but you'll never catch us, because we're in a don't know where we are. We're in a secret undisclosed location right now. So, Leah, how did we meet? Do you remember how we met? Go on, tell us a story.
Did I piss myself?
Probably.
Yeah.
How old were we when we met? Actually, do you know?
Four-ish?
Yeah, we were
Yeah.
4 years old. And how did we meet?
I feel like I was in a tracksuit and I pissed
Yeah,
myself.
you were
That's what
probably in a pink
pink necks tracksuit.
Yeah. Thinking you're sick as fuck. We were
I
4 years
remember,
old.
what were you in?
I don't know, probably
Three
three quarter
quarters.
length.
Three quarter crop pants with ankle
With my
socks.
ankle socks pulled up to my shins. Yeah, that sounds
Heelys
about
on.
right. Heelys on, yeah. So Leah lives still now across the road from my dad. So when my parents divorced when my parents divorced I met Leah. Wait, no. So Megan, my stepsister, who I've spoke about as well, lived across the road from Leah. And then I met you because they played out together. And the fun story, what?
I feel like you're
How
about.
did we meet? So we just met playing
Just
out.
playing out, yeah.
And we were sick.
Yeah.
We were the couple of the
We were the
street.
dickhead. Oh, no,
Everyone
we can't
knew.
swear, can we?
Yeah, we can swear. I swear all the time.
I thought you weren't allowed to swear on
Get
these.
fucked, you big fat cunter. I swear all the time, it's fine.
And we were
But how did we
we
meet?
were the knobheads,
We were the
weren't
knobheads of the street, and do you know what? Nothing's changed. Now with the knobheads of the beep undisclosed location.
But yeah, so how did we meet? Do you remember?
You keep asking me this. I've tried.
But, so we used to play out, and we would play Men All Out. Man All Out.
Den All Out and Man Hunt.
And we were all really good. But apart from Holly. Holly would always win.
Holly was a winner.
I know, what a bitch. She was the absolute... What was it called, the running group that you were in?
Blackburn Harriers.
She were absolute runner. Oh, and I thought I were runner, but I was just little Gollum with a bob.
So we just used to hide in sheds, wouldn't we? And I pissed myself again in the shed.
She pisses herself all the time. I would make Leah laugh and she would just piss her pants. And do you know what? Nothing's changed. So basically, we used to play out as we were kids. And then we got older and we both went to high school, but we went to different high schools.
Separate ways.
And then in like year nine. Leah moved to my high school and she got on my bus and she stepped in dog shit.
I forgot about that.
It was like one of the first... I didn't know you'd come to my school because I sat upstairs and you were downstairs because you knew Lois. Yeah.
Lois? Yeah.
And I come downstairs one day and it stinks of dog shit. And they're like, Leah steps in dog shit. I'm like, I know Leah. But we didn't really speak much, did we, until like year 11.
Yeah, like year 11
because we would go to like house parties together.
I started sitting upstairs on the bus in year 10.
Yeah. And that, but you would sit next to George.
And then we'd start.
He was behind me.
Yeah.
How weird that we used to have like a full-on formation. It was Lewis to my right. Peter used to sit in front of me or Lewis, but he's long gone. Who would sit behind Lewis? Josh Keane. And then George would sit behind me with you whilst he touched up your legs. No, they were good times. It's all right. He's got a girlfriend and everything now. It's all in the past.
All in the past.
Yeah. But, like, so that's just wild to think about that we weren't even that close.
No.
And then, wait, what have I got written on my list? I've wrote a list out before. So we end up at school. Then, right, so then our friend Josh. Love a bit of Josh. How much do you love Josh?
Love Josh a lot.
Love Josh that much. Josh that used to have house shit. Parties. Like, I know, that were a bit shit. Should we give him a big... Yay! Right, love Josh. Used to go to house parties at Josh's. And I remember it was one of Josh's house parties that we clicked. And I looked at you and I thought, you're as much of a knobhead as I am. And you looked at me and you said, and I knew exactly what you were saying. And we both knew we were knobheads when our mate George passed out because he was drunk. And what did we do? What did we do, Leah?
We looked at the kettle, didn't we?
We saw that kettle, just like we've done tonight. Do you know what? Nothing's changed.
I mean, tonight we made mulled wine.
Look at him. What? See?
Tonight we made mulled wine out of Fanta and red wine.
In a kettle. We put red wine, Fanta fruit... Fanta...
No, it was Sprite and
Fanta lemon.
Orange and passion fruit.
Orange and passion fruit juice in a kettle. And it made mulled wine. But what did we do? So we thought... George, our mate George, bless him, he'd passed out. This was back in the day. How old would he be?
Like 15, 16.
15, 16.
No, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And he was sleeping on the couch. So we tried to boil water in a kettle, and then we grabbed this kettle and pour it on his feet. Luckily, the kettle were turned off, because imagine if we scalded his feet, he'd be not walking. He'd be absolute legless, him. No feet.
We did it anyway.
And we poured it on, and he woke up, and then we were like, and then I think we touched his foot or something, and he was like, who's pouring cold water on my feet? We were like, cold? We thought it was scalding. But we'd, thank God, put cold water on his feet. But yeah, I don't know how that story came up. I've not even got it written down. Oh no, I have got it. I wrote, went to house parties, tried to pour boiling hot water on George's foot and rode Joel's motorbike.
We got on Joel's motorbike and just rocked on it until it fell over.
Oh my God, yeah. And they were like, no, you're allowed to ride it because it's private property. Wait, can I just, when I look back, how was Josh's house private property? He lives in a public cemetery. What part of it is private property? That one bit of gauze. What's it called? Pavement. Which bit of that
is private property? And we fell flat on the floor on it, and it fully crushed us.
We collapsed. And then, so that were 16, 17, and then we're in sixth form. We both auditioned, what would you call it?
Interviewed
to be on HST.
Yeah.
Head student team. Spoke about this in the first episode, if you remember. Here we are.
I just want to be me.
I don't know, I just pressed the wrong button. HST, audition, both got on it.
Shock of the century, really.
No way, that should have happened.
Shock of the century, really. Somebody, recount the election, because that recount the vote, because that weren't us.
But we smashed it, no.
Leo, we smashed it. I've never seen anybody smash it more severely than us. I've never in my life. And we did it, I don't know how, but do you know what we did? It. We big fat did it. And then, that summit. So we just found out we're on HST. We're there. I found out in the morning, because I was going, how weird is this?
You
thing
on a
about?
Trip.
I were on a science trip. I did biology in year 12. And I, optionally, went to a biology, like, competition. A competition between
was
different
you
schools.
Did you in the
no.
You?
Yeah, because they said to me, they called me in early, because I was leaving at, like, 9 o'clock when everyone else was getting to school. They called me into the office, Mergo and Tro here. Can we say their names? Yeah, Mergo and Tro here. who gives a shit? What are they going to do? Kick me out of school? How are we going to shit? Let me have a sip. Wait, let's have a sip before I drink, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Lovely. So they called me in early, and then they said, all right, you're on HSC. And I said, I literally asked them, is
cried.
Leah? Leah, I was like, I was buzzing. I didn't cry, I was cheering. I was like, is Leah? And they were like, we can't tell you. And then Troya winked at me. So I was like, he's either trying to shag me or Leah's on. So I sucked him off. No, I didn't. No. Ew. No. I'm
that
joking. Sorry.
Far.
Sorry, Mark.
That too far. Come on. You can't say his first name as
is
well.
He?
No.
He's not,
Stephen.
Oh, shit, yeah. Right, anyway. That's Stephen, shall we? Anyway, who cares? Oh, my God. No, he said, you're on it, and
wait,
so
we get to ride all, that's when he cares.
That's a good story as well, because drunk, we were drunk then. That counts to the theme. We'll do that as well. So we go to, so they tell me you're on it, and I'm like, right, so is Leah as well, wow. So I had to keep it as a secret. I'm at this place all day, and they didn't tell you until like 12 o'clock, because I remember you told me that you were all in like a room.
Yeah.
How did it work? I weren't there.
They took us up to the library bit at the top, and then one by one they pulled us into Troy's office, and you had to walk out past everyone without showing any emotion. So you had to like act poker face.
So were the people outside?
Well, we were all sat outside, and they
pulled
you
in. So did you have to walk past
one.
People that hadn't got on?
Yeah.
How sick as well that we got on.
I know.
When I think about it more, all the knobheads that tried out and we actually got on.
But you
had
to try and look at people and think, have they got on? No, because only eight places,
oh,
weren't there?
Luke Williams. I remember thinking 100% Luke Williams. His was one of the best speeches. I don't remember it, but
I remember thinking, me and you have no chance.
No, I remember thinking one of us will, because we both had the same group of mates. Yeah. I was like, they're either all going to vote for us, but we must have just been, probably all our mates voted for you, and all the knobheads in my year were like, that was funny, voted for me. Because I just stood at the front, and I called Josh Keane a paedophile.
The teachers might have just done it.
I called Josh Keane a paedophile. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I said we should try and integrate the younger years. I said my friend Josh Keane has been doing that for a while. And I took the piss out of my ex-girlfriend, we won't say her name. Because I said she were in that group. Did I? It went just aimed at her, probs was. What was it called? The group of smart people. Which none of them got
Aspire.
Into Cambridge. Not a single one of them got into Cambridge.
One we Aspire. Can't say the name of now. Life shit.
Yeah. True.
I mean, we're in a secret location.
Yeah,
doing
we're
this,
in a secret so. We're in an undisclosed location doing whatever we're doing. Should we have some of this drink?
Mm-hmm.
We're about to sniff poppers. Shall we? That's quite funny. We're about to sniff poppers. It's right. People on the podcast are sound. They don't care. Right, come on, let's try and sit to the...
What was that? What is that? I'm dribbling. I'm really hot.
Have you ever felt like your head's gonna explode?
I'm so hot.
We're gonna get kicked out of this gaff.
Secret location.
Where are we up to?
Secret
I'm gonna
location.
Look. Tea in the Park. So we went to a festival called Tea in the Park. Who did we go with? Our friends Regan,
George Ollie,
Hindle Cheatham. Is that it? And me and you?
Joel.
Ebony didn't go, did she?
No, she was with other people.
Yeah, Megan didn't. Ebony did go, and
but
we bumped into
people,
her.
Yeah.
She was with, what's it? Yeah, what's it? Yeah, but she was with some people. Yeah, I remember, yeah. Yeah, because that was in year 11? No, it must have been 12, year 12 because we knew Ebony. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. So we went to, what's it called? Chee in the Park. And that was like a Scottish festival and it's known for being like a little bit wild. And we went, and I when we were queuing up, I was like, this is not for me. It were pissing down rain. We'd been walking for ages. Do you remember when we got out of the thing and Regan had highlights in his hair?
He'd shocked us with highlights. He wouldn't take his hat off.
And he had
taxi.
A big fat, and bless his heart, his trolley were giving it, no, I'm not moving. And I just thought, Regan, why have you brought that trolley? It were literally tiny wheels and we had 5 miles to walk. I was like, I cannot believe this. I'm sure somebody else's was. George's was at FIFA's, not FIFA's, well, what's it called? Creamfields. Yeah. George's fucked up at Creamfields, but Regan's were the first
one. Megan brought that thing. Yeah. Stone back.
Megan were like, do you know what? I've smashed it. She said, I have smashed it. I've packed my mum, my dad, my grandma, and my whole house in this backpack because I won't need a trolley. And she walked, and her and George were stuck at the back, and they said, do you know what? No. And what it was either George or you. Yeah, we're going to say it.
Because she couldn't get there in time.
You tried to pick, oh, bless him. But that was a time to be up. Tea in the Park, though. We get there. It were pissing it down. It was a massive walk to get there. The taxi was like 5 hours, and I was like, no, what time are we on? 14 minutes, all right, this is going to be a half an hour segment. We're up to the third point, and we've got 8 points. Right, it's all right. Tea in the Park, we get there.
Pissing it
down. I was like, this is not for me. I'd never been to a festival before. You had. Yeah. I was like, right, we're going to cheers. Have another drink. Right, I was like, this is not for me. Our piss went through. I was like, I don't like this. As soon as we got through, the sun opened up and I was like, wow, this is for me.
And so did a field for us to camp.
Yes, it did, didn't it? Yeah. No, that were cream fields.
No, this one. We walked down at Tea in the Park and oh, that field's just open now. And literally we saw it and it was just all open.
No, that were cream fields first time.
No, it was Tea in the Park as well though.
Oh, I don't remember, to be fair. I think you're right.
At Cream, we had to walk for ages. Whereas Tea in the Park, once we got
through. And then we ran through to the field because it had literally just opened in front of us. And Lucy were there.
We had to grab loads of tents.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Right, so yeah, Tea in the Park. And it was great. Oh, unreal. And right, so the reason we've got it written down, my mum's ringing me. No, Joanne, I'm sorry, we're filming a bit of a podcast, you can't. Sonny. Right, so what happened? Right, so one day, so this was like one of the main bonding points for us, wasn't it? We were watching what? In my head, it was Jake Bug.
We heard Jake Bug.
But that was while we were getting tattoos. Yeah. Who were they going to see? Something about a wombat.
No, we were watching
something about a bat.
Disclosure, I mean, you were buzzing. Do you know when it was sunny?
Yes.
And they were all sat down.
Yeah, they were dying and me and you were buzzing. But then after that, they went to go see somebody.
We went to Major Lazer.
But who were they seeing? Wombats?
I don't know.
Is it a wombat?
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe. Somebody that they all went to see. And we were like, it had started to rain on and off, so I didn't have a jacket or something. So we were like, we're going to go back to the tent, just me and Leah, and get a jacket. And we got fucked. We were just drinking vodka straight out of their little Jozzer things.
Fancy pouch.
Yeah. And loving our life, living it large. And then we go back and we bumped into some
Geordies
on the way. What happened?
Well, they were near our tent, weren't they? And we ended up over there and we ended up with a luminous paint all over our faces. And I'm not sure how or why.
And I fell in the mud.
You fell straight in the mud.
It was whilst I was showing off about the fact that I was the only one that hadn't fallen. Because it was so muddy. It were like, I couldn't believe how muddy it was because I've never been to a festival before. It like goes up to like your knees, doesn't it? The mud. Like
you're like,
fully in it.
I've not fallen over yet. Yeah. And then next thing you know, Max's head down in the mud.
Next thing you know, I was absolutely in the mud.
Covered in luminous paint and mud. And there's nothing you can dry yourself on either.
You're just stuck for the rest of the weekend. You are that. Whatever you fall in, you're that. So our luminous paint all over my face, mud all over my legs. And I just thought, do you know what? Yeah. Let's just have it. We go back and they're like, what the fuck? We'd got tattoos. We got, what? Not proper
the
tattoos.
Ones.
Temporary
ones.
Tattoos. But we'd got HST.
No, it was henna. It was henna
because it stuck on for ages.
And we had to keep it dry, but it was raining,
yeah,
so we couldn't.
So we were there, like, and we had ponchos on, so we were like trying to like not have it in the plastic. Oh, what a time to be alive. So that were great. That were another one of my moments. Right, I need to go down this list because we're fucking stuck. HST Halloween. So we get back to sixth form and I spoke about this on the Halloween episode. What episode are we on now? Oh God, this is like episode 20 this. Who knows? Whenever I end up doing this drunk episode sometime in the future, who fuck knows? But episode 9 or 10 was a Halloween one and I spoke about when I went to sixth form do with my friend Leah. This is Leah. So what did we do? We shagged it. We got fucked. We were on HST and
And we painted our faces, bride and groom.
Oh.
Had the full-on Galantis gold dust moment.
Oh, we did. That was when, so we were in my room, in my old house, and I were painting your face, and my own, because I'm a makeup artist, obviously. And I put this one song came on, and we were like, yeah. Because we were going, we'd planned that we were going to see Galantis, the DJs, and in like, it was like the week after that, or 2 weeks after that, weren't it? In Manchester. And that song came on, and we were like, this is special. And then we heard it live, and we were like, oh! It were unreal scenes.
Grabbing that.
And that were another time. We were just fucked the whole night and loving it. Right, next point. What are we up to next? Went to Galantis together. This is a bit of a story.
So we went to Galantis. Did we go to next toilet?
I don't know, Leah. How did we get there? So we got there on the bus, on the train, put the tattoos on us. We had HST tattoos that I'd...
I bought them for your birthday.
Yeah, you did.
Because that's how sad.
Yeah, so we first went to Galantis in like November, and then we went again in like January, February, didn't we? Or was it March? It was like February, March. Yeah. So Leah bought me, because we'd got them hennas in Tea in the Park, she bought me HST, what would you call them?
Stick-on tattoos.
Stick-on tattoos, like you get in the back of them sweet packets. And we put them on the train, and then we went there. We went to Wetherspoons in Manchester, like we usually do, and then got fucked up, went to... Where do we go next?
Arndale time. We got some free, what are they called? What
Barnabys.
Were them? Barnaby Bears.
This woman were giving out free, like, children's food. And we just kept going round in circles and pretending like we were new people to get more. And then we went into next toilets. We went into the disabled toilets and we just stayed there for like an hour.
We had mini cheddars in a week.
Yeah, I shoplifted some mini cheddars. We were fucked, and we went into a full-on like shopping centre. We were twatted. We really were, and we went in and we bought. We went into a Pound World and we bought some random shit that we didn't need. And in the shop, I didn't realise I'd put some mini cheddars up my top to make it look like I was pregnant or something. And whilst we were buying stuff, I walked out and I realised that I had a big fat tum on me. And then as we walked out, we were outside Ann Summers trying on all the dildos. And I was like, I've got something in my tum. And it were a bag of mini cheddars. And I'd shoplifted a bag of mini cheddars. So, yeah, that happened, really. And then we went to Next. And we just sat in the disabled toilets. And then we were late for the concert. We got there. And then there was a massive concert. And what did we think were better? Go on, Leah.
The toilet cubicle.
Yeah. We were having... Guys, there were a full concert going on. And we said, you know what's better? Let's go into the toilets. And we were in the toilets all night. And that's when we realised that we have better times when we're it's just us two with nothing else.
Undisclosed locations.
Yeah, in undisclosed locations. We have better times and I don't blame us. And then after that, we went to Kaiser Chiefs and I died. But we're not going to talk about that because it's inappropriate.
Fun, but inappropriate.
Let's press the button.
I just want to be me.
See what this button does. Yeah. That's how I felt. That's how I felt. And basically I died. I was jumping and I touched the ceiling of the MEN arena and it wasn't good. And I had to have some time out. We're just going to leave that one there. But we went to a Kaiser Chiefs concert. Then we went to, on our first holiday, Amsterdam. So me and Leah, once a year, other than COVID, obviously, we like to go on holiday to just us. Amsterdam, that were our first, off our Bamendam.
Bamendam, and we got t-shirts made of that as well.
We did. And we wore
whipped cream.
Yeah. Oh, what a time to be alive. But Gay. Amsterdam was so good. That was when I'd just come out. And we were like, me and Leah had this weird thing where we were basically a couple, weren't we? We were in love with each other. Let's just call it how it is. We were in love with each other.
We both had the mutual agreement that we'd always pull, but we'd never shake
each other. We used to get with each other all the time because we were in love, but we knew if my winky touched her...
It wouldn't.
But we were in love. Leah, we were in love. I was like, so this is my soulmate. And it still is.
Yeah.
It still is. But yeah, it just wasn't, you know. So we went to Amsterdam and I'd just come out as a big fat. Oh, I thought he had a button that said gay. Should I just do this instead? I'd just come out as a gay. And yeah, it basically was just a bit of a... Oh, what's that?
Don't ring you again.
Oh my God. My mum keeps ringing me. I'll ring her back. Oh, she's rang me like 4 times. Right, we'll try and wrap this up. We went to Amsterdam, had a great time. We did mushrooms and I nearly died.
It didn't affect me at all.
Yeah, it didn't affect Leah at all. Right, then Then we went, then it was Leah and Matt's. Then uni happened. I came to visit Leah. She went, so I went to Bristol uni, we know this. Then Leah went to Newcastle. I went to go and visit her to see if I liked Newcastle. What did we do?
I'm not sure, Matt.
We rode bikes. I took a bike into your house. We went to...
We did, we rode bikes everywhere.
Yeah, we rode bikes everywhere.
We went to a uni lecture and all we did was take the sandwiches for a picnic.
Yeah, they had free sandwiches on and I just robbed them, basically. And then what happened? We tried to get into a hotel room and have an orgy.
With an old couple. And they weren't taking us anymore. We had capes on as well.
We were wearing capes. We were riding bikes around Newcastle city centre at about 3 a.m. And we saw this hotel and I said, Leah, we can get in that hotel. We had capes on and we went up in a lift. We pretended that we were a part of the hotel and then this old couple were going into a room and I went, are we all going in and shagging? Because we were just looking to have a party, weren't we? And for some reason we thought, well, let's have an orgy with these people. Looking back, what the fuck? And then we ate chicken dippers and smiley faces with grated cheese on. And we put lube. We'd been to a gay bar that was giving out free lube. And Leah didn't like her flatmates at the time. So we put a sachet of lube in her jam. Right, next. Went to uni and robbed a sandwich. Oh, we've done that. Then we went to Antwerp.
Twerp dot, that's it.
Why did we decide to go to Antwerp?
I had a top that said Antwerp on it, and I'd heard it was quite a good place. But that's just Antwerp Mansion in Manchester.
Yeah, it isn't a good place.
Not
guys,
the real place.
Number one, if you're from Antwerp, I'm sorry. Number two, if you're thinking of going to Antwerp,
I'm
don't.
And number three, Antwerp, I'm sorry.
We went from Monday to Friday. We booked it on FaceTime to each other.
I was dying. I think I had pneumonia.
Leah had corona. Leah had COVID-19.
Corona before it was real in 2018.
Leah had COVID-19. We're on FaceTime to each other and we're like, let's book a holiday. We went to Antwerp because her top said Antwerp. We got there. We'd booked it from Monday to Friday thinking it's a city. Something will be on every night. Nothing was on any night. We got there. All clubs were closed because it was weekdays. We were in some weird community of people that just was not safe. We lived in a double-decker house. We went everywhere. We went to the British Embassy. What were it called? No, the EU. We went to the EU.
The home of Brussels. We went to
Belgium. We went to Belgium for the day on a train. And basically, we got absolutely twatted every night because it was World Cup.
We fully had Belgium flags, Belgium glasses and Belgium flowers and we went to the city centre and there was nothing going on.
So we were like, we're in Belgium, we'll just protect, because it were England versus Belgium. We were like, we can't wear England flags because they'll twat us. We went to the city centre, there were nothing on. We searched around all day, didn't we? We couldn't find anything. We're like, it's the World Cup game. How is there nobody about? About an hour into the World Cup game, we got on a boat, sniff poppers and cried because we were like, it's so depressing in this country. We actually cried. And then we got off the boat and we could hear noise and we were like, what the hell is that? Walked and there were a full stadium.
There was, what is it called? Like, what are they called when it's like... sports, like the football zones, like the World Cup zones.
Yeah.
Had stages
Stage. Speakers, confetti cannons,
everything.
Like a full crowd. There must have been about 3,000-5,000 people in there. And we were like, how have we missed this? We've been in the city centre outside some shit bar where nobody was, and we've missed this whole thing. We were drinking, shotting vodka out of bottles on a boat whilst crying. And mixing it with Fanta that we'd bought from a corner shop.
It, so we tried. You tried to climb.
I tried to climb over the fence, and we got done by security.
But then how did we end up getting in?
Because loads of people. Once the match ended, everybody left. So then we just went in, and then there were a massive party afterwards because they won.
And that homeless guy was getting thrown in a bin.
It was like a homeless guy on a wheel in a wheelchair.
He was in a dustbin.
He was in a dustbin.
And they were throwing him up.
Oh, that were a time to be alive.
And you had that massive double-ended purple dildo.
Yeah, we brought dildos with us. We had a big dildo on the trip and we brought it to every club that we went to. So when it was World Cup day, we brought it out and people were like twizzing it about, oh, that were a time to be alive. And then it says Barcy. Final point, Barcy. Then we went to Barcelona and we realised every trip that we'd been on before was a big load of shit and maybe we should actually try and go to good places on a weekend.
because it was sunny. There were actually stuff going on. We saw MK on a beach. You got pickpocked.
I got pickpocked. And you hugged the man that pickpocketed me.
Tell that story. Tell that story. Wait, Steph Poppers and then tell that story.
Tell that story.
Steph Poppers.
We'd have been at MK all night.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Right, go on. Give him a... Wait, I'll push a button.
MK venue. MK venue was on the beach, weren't it? So we kind of come out.
What was it called? Tasha.
Pasha.
Pasha.
Gone onto the beach, haven't we? Yeah. We were just enjoying ourselves.
And then we went outside. MK had finished, the DJ. We go out onto the beach. We sat there, living it large, having a great time. I'm fucked here. I don't know. I'm speaking. Great.
I just want to be me.
Anyway, how do we find out?
We got onto the beach and we were sat there, and then you started to be sick, so we stood
up.
You went up to the bins, and then
I realised I didn't got my purse.
And then Leah goes, "I've not got my purse," and I go, "Fuck!" So we go back to where we were sat. We're sorting around the sand, and then this geezer comes over and he goes, he kicks the sand right in front of him, and he goes, "I say we're looking for a purse, please." He kicks the sand right in front of him, and the purse is there. I give him the biggest hug. I say,
spooky.
I love you, Jesus.
That's what I said. I said, I love you, Jesus. I said, you know what? I gave him biggest hug ever. I basically shagged him, didn't I? Yeah. I was in love with him. I cannot believe you just found a purse. Leah was still being sick in the corner of a beach. And then I come back. I'm like, Leah, I've got your thing. That geezer runs off for some reason. I'm thinking, where's he going? But anyway, I've got a purse, so it's fine. Go back to Leah. And she looks in it and she goes, "Oh, my money's been taken." And I go, "Fuck."
But at least we had my ID.
And your card.
Oh my God.
He had the decency.
It was nice.
Luckily, we'd got like 50 euros out for that night. So he was a bit of a dick. But we were like, at least you've got your ID. We can still go to other places on the trip. We still got your card.
50 euros.
It
were
nice.
He was nice.
Right, so that's the end of my list. So other than that, what right, so this podcast is It's about alcohol, probably drinking. So what's the number one thing we both do whilst we're drunk? We piss everywhere. I just thought we'd finish it on that. I have a video in my Snapchat memories of Leah pissing all over my shoes in the middle of the street in Burnley Town Centre. She pissed on my knees in Barcelona. By Barcy, I mean Barcelona, by the way, guys. Because we never actually said that. We just said twerp and Barcy, thinking everyone will know what we're on about when the big fat won't. But yeah, so do you know what, guys? Thanks for listening. I'm sorry, this was supposed to be 10 minutes, it's been half an hour, but do you know what, it's alright.
Joanne needs you.
Yeah, I'm going to ring my mum back. So guys, everybody, I hope you had, let's press all the buttons.
I just want to be me.
I hope you had a good time, and Leah, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody, love you lot.
Love you lot.
I'm really sorry about this. Hello, everybody, I'm a little bit back. Right, okay. I think, first and foremost, I need to apologise for whatever it was that you just heard. I'll say it again. I have not listened to it. I don't know what we said, but I can guarantee that it was horrifying. I can tell. I know what we're like. And when we're together, we're horrid. Fucking disgusting. And I can only imagine the words that came out of our mouth. If any. Honestly, when me and Leah are together and we spend a prolonged amount of time with each other, we get to a point where I think our bodies, minds and souls merge into one. And by the end of it, I'm not even sure if we're human and we're definitely not fit to exist in natural society. So I'm not convinced that we even spoke any English throughout that clip. It would not surprise me whatsoever if I listened to it back and we're just going, mish mosh, mish, mish boop, bleep, bleep, boop, bleep, boop, boop, noot, noot, noot. Genuinely. Oh, I can only imagine and I can only apologise. I really can. And Leah, if you're listening, I know nobody can hear you right now, but please, you need to give an apology out to the universe. Otherwise, this will be bad karma that will haunt us forever. Right, okay. But most of all, I'm sure it was entertaining, whatever we said. Hopefully we didn't say anything too horrid. Okay, right now I'm going to answer some questions that have been sent in by some lovely people. First, what type of drunk are you? Okay. I do not understand the people
that go out, have a drink, and they get angry. Like, they know that when they drink, they get angry. Or they get sad. Like, fuck off. Literally, fuck off. I hate that one person who cries on nights out. Luckily, none of my friends are really like that. And I'm glad. I hate the people that get angry on nights out. Like, what are you gaining? Just going out to fight somebody. There was literally somebody in the town where I'm from who got murdered because of that, just because there was this, like, 40, 50-year-old man who was just fucking horrible, probably spent his whole life just going out and starting fights because he's big and odd, and he glassed a boy that was, like, 19 years old, and he died in the club. Like, just like that, and it was all for something nothing, like, he looked at him weird. And you just think, how do people like that exist in society? Horrible bullies, and they use alcohol as an excuse. It knocks me sick. Nothing irritates me more, honestly. Go out and have a good time or get to fuck. I hate people who start fights on nights out. I hate people who start crying on nights out. Just fuck off. Just don't come out. If you know that you behave that way and you're going to ruin everybody's night, why do it? Grow up. So, to answer your question, I'm a really happy person. When I drink, I just get really happy. And I want to dance. And I want to have fun. I want to laugh. I don't get angry. No. I think I'm just in it. It just makes me in the best mood. I just have the best time. Maybe I'm lucky because of that. But I feel like that's the normal reaction that you have to alcohol. Like, literally, I was with my boyfriend this weekend. We were at the London Eye, and this boy walked up to us, and he goes, "Are you gay?" And I said yes, because I was thinking, like, who is it? Like, is he about to tell a joke? I have no idea what's going to happen. And Andrew said no, because he was like, he saw that it was, like, a bit of a dodgy situation. And turns out this guy were going to, like, swing for us. And he was clearly really pissed, and his mates had to, like, grab him. And they were like, "Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, he's really fucked up. Like, sorry." And he was like this 17-year-old boy that was just like running up to us and going, "Are you gay? Like, what are you going to do?" Like, literally, fuck up. People are awful. Like, people like that, why are you allowed to exist? Literally, die. And I don't feel horrible saying that. Die. Like, I would not care if you died. I really would not. Be less horrible people in the world that use having a drink as an excuse to do all the horrible. Just big fat horrible. Like, fuck off, grow up, let us all have a good time, because you don't deserve one. But yeah, to answer your question, no, I'm just happy. next question, why would you enjoy things without alcohol? Now, okay, so, I literally spoke about this with my friend Jasmine today, because I learned when I did psychology that when you're younger, you could go to, like, family parties and stuff, or parties in general, and just run around and have a good time when you're a little kid. Like, maybe sweets will hype you up a bit. And then when you get older and you start to have alcohol, you start to feel as though you couldn't go to, like, a party or an event like that without drinking, and it would be weird. And the reason for that is there are synapses in your brain that open once they reach a certain level of, like, pleasure. So when you're a kid, that will be from, like, playing out and having fun. And basically those synapses, once they open, they never close. And that means that your brain is constantly trying to fulfill that synapse because it's now open. So it constantly wants it to be filled with the good chemicals. So when you're a kid and you get those feelings from running around, you want to keep running around and having a good time. You want to keep playing with your toys and you want to have a good time. And you want to keep eating sweets. So then when you drink alcohol, the next level of those synapses are opened even wider because alcohol is like a chemical reaction in your body that causes like pleasure. So then as you go out to an event, you're like, I want to have that alcohol. I want to have that because it would be weird without it. And that synapse would be so unfulfilled that I would feel uncomfortable. And your brain literally feels uncomfortable because of it. Whereas if you'd never had alcohol, you wouldn't know the difference. And that's why people get addicted to drugs, because a certain level of synapse opens in their head and then it constantly wants to be filled. So then maybe they drink alcohol and then they're like, oh, I've got to have drugs now. Or they're just in their everyday life. That's why heroin is supposed to be like the most addictive thing ever, isn't it? And the reason is it opens, it expands your mind so severely that once you open the synapses for heroin, the rest of your life seems dull. So you, even when you're just having normal day-to-day life, you are chasing that feeling of being on heroin, and that's when people get addicted. Isn't that interesting? So to answer your question, do I feel like I could enjoy things without alcohol? The answer is yeah, I enjoy a lot of things without alcohol. Would I be able to go to an environment where everybody else is drinking and me not drink and still have fun? No, I don't think so. Number one, because drunk people are annoying as fuck if you're not drunk. And number two, I'd want to enjoy it and have a good time. Like I say, I'm not a person that... I don't have an addictive personality, so I don't get addicted. I don't feel I'm addicted to alcohol. I drink it, and then the next day, I'm like, I literally do not want to touch that for at least, like, 4 or 5 days. Like, I don't drink alcohol every day. I drink it at most twice a week. And, yeah, I would struggle, not going to lie. I can obviously have fun without alcohol. I do lots of things without alcohol. But I choose to have alcohol in certain situations because it's fucking fun and I like it. Basically. To put it simply. Right. Have you ever took it too far is the next question. To put it simply, absolutely big fat fucking yes. And I think that we all know that I have. I think that we all know. I don't need to go into too much detail because we're big fat no. To name a few times, I've been sick. I'm not really a person that's sick on alcohol very often, but I have been in the more recent years. I never used to be sick. I remember I was sick once at a party, and it was because I was with my girlfriend and she was annoying me, and like we fell out. So I got like really drunk and I was sick everywhere and it was horrible. And then another time, went to Wetherspoons. I was with Leah actually, and we were just drinking at my house, and then we decided to go to Wetherspoons. And I thought I was absolutely fine. Got in, had a shot, and then I had some food. And then I was like, oh no, I'm literally about to die. I went to the bathroom, I was sat on the toilet, and I was sick all up the walls, all over everything. And I was so embarrassed, and I just left. I just got up and walked out of Wetherspoons. And then I fell out with Leah that night. She fully got me in a taxi, got in the taxi with me, and took me home, dropped me off at my house. And then I sent her a text like, you're a bad friend. And I was like, I can't believe you've left me in my bathroom. And she was like, what the fuck else was I supposed to do bar, like, take your clothes off you and put you in bed? Like, she literally did everything a good friend should. And I fully, like, twatted her for it. But anyway, I was twatted, so anyway. What else have I done? Oh my God, in a club, I have done a handstand. I used to, in first year of Newcastle, I used to drop into the crab, which is where, like, you go on your back, backwards, and go on, like, all fours, but, like, upside down in the club. I once nearly got us kicked out of a club for just dropping into the crab on the dance floor. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? There's a video of me doing handstand in a club, and then I turn around, and I think it's the sickest thing I've ever done in my entire life. In fact, I'll post it on the podcast Instagram, because I can't cope with how bad it is. I really can't. I've just done so many things. Recently, I was so sick. It's always when I'm with Leah. Literally, pretty much all these stories are when I'm with Leah, because Leah can just handle her alcohol so much better than me. Like, I get absolutely twatted, and then Leah's still completely fine. Recently, it was for my birthday this year, we met in the snow, and I thought everything was fine, because we had to, like, be socially distanced outside. So we were just drinking for ages. Then I come back, felt fine, fell asleep, woke up the next day, and for like 5 hours, I was repeatedly vomiting. That had never happened to me before. I thought I was going to have to go to like the hospital. That's never happened to me before in like all my years of drinking. I've never been sick the next day, like repeatedly. It was it were horrible. So yeah, I guess I have taken it too far a few times. Oh God. Now the last question is, what is my go-to hangover cure? Right. For me, I need a good breakfast, but sometimes you still feel queasy and you can't hack it. So sometimes I like test the waters with like a biscuit and see how I'm feeling. And if I'm feeling good and I want the food, then, oh, sausage butty, bacon butty, love. Literally, they're like the two. Sausage and bacon butty together. Oh my fucking God. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Lots of butter, lots of tomato sauce. Fuck me. Amazing. And then what else? I just pretty much eat all day. Like, not gonna lie, because I don't drink that often. Like, at most, I drink heavily once a week. So I'm like, okay, I will allocate the next day fully to just eating shit and, like, reviving myself. And I'm okay with that. Like, I am perfectly okay with that. And I big fat literally love it. I use it as an excuse to, like, binge eat as well, which is not very healthy. But I fully do. I eat chocolate. Also, what helps me is fruit, like grapes. If you're really dying, just like some cold grapes. And always like apple juice. Oh my god, apple juice. And I've also found the key to any time I've been hungover to the point where I feel a bit sick or like nauseous is just going to sleep. And then you wake up and you feel completely fine. Like, I struggle to sleep during the day, but I usually just like accidentally fall asleep if I'm like watching a film. So I just put a film on and go to bed. And it fully big fat heals me. So yeah, that's my go-to hangover cure, really. Right, everybody. Now I'm gonna... Usually I do something that I like and something that I dislike. So I thought I'm gonna do a drink that I like and then drinks that I dislike. Very exciting. So I've lost the soundboard. I can't find it on my fucking thing. Where is it? Oh, it's here. I found him. I big fat found him. Oh, but it's not gonna come through, is it? Oh, one second, guys. One big fat... Right, guys, I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm going to fucking punch my laptop in the tits. I just recorded the whole ending, and then it restarted. And it's just gone. I'm raging. What I was going to say is the drinks that I like, which is vodka, prosecco and cider, but we've been new based on what I just said. And the drinks that I do not like is sambuca and tequila. I do not understand people who drink sambuca and tequila. I sometimes drink tequila in clubs if it's like shots, but that's as far as I can go. Like, I can't drink it in cocktails. I do not like the taste of it. Even when I do shots, it's only if I'm ever peer pressured. And like, yeah, it's so not for me. I can't. It sits in my stomach and makes me feel sick. I can't do it. And oh my god, sambuca, it's like aniseed flavour. No. Get that out my fucking face. Absolutely no from me. Like, the biggest no ever. Right, then I also usually end with... So I spoke more, by the way. I spoke for like 10 minutes about those drinks, but I cannot do it. It's so late right now, and my laptop just did a full restart. I'm going to punch it in the fucking balls. So I'm sorry if I'm angry towards the end of this, because I am angry. I just am. I'm so angry. But it's okay, guys. It's okay. I do it all for you. Don't you worry. Okay. Usually talk about something serious, but this episode's just been a bit fun. So I'm just going to say, drink responsibly. Even though I've just done a full episode on how not to drink responsibly. I'm not a person, like I say, I don't take it too far, and it's not something that I do every day. I would say if you are like drinking by every day, or if you're drinking by yourself, like getting drunk by yourself, that's when it can become an issue. And I would say, please be careful. But if you just drink socially, and I feel like binge drinking when you're younger is like more normal in the UK anyway. But like, yeah, just be careful, guys. I'm sure that we all know the signs, like, if you're taking it too far. I don't have an addictive personality, like I said. Like, I know that I'm not addicted to alcohol, and I wake up every time I've had it, and I'm like, ooh, I don't want to have that for another week, and then I usually don't have it for another week. But some people, yeah, just be careful. But, yes, okay, then I will also do a little life update. So... As you may know, because apparently when I'm drunk, I also like to post my personal life all over every social media that I have. So I posted that I have a boyfriend because I big fat have a boyfriend now. Woo, love that for me. It was lovely. I won't go into details because private stuff between us. But yeah, we went out and it was nice. And then he eventually... I don't even know. Do you know what? Looking back, I was drunk and I don't even know if he actually asked me to be his boyfriend or if I just basically like told him. Like, he was like hinting for ages and he was just so bad at it. Like, no offense, I know he's listening, but he was just like, he couldn't like get the words out. So I was just like, if you're going to ask me something, then ask me. And then he did, and it was cutie. But he's very shy when it comes to stuff like that. Very shy boy. yeah, I'm just not the best, really, but it's okay, because I'm here to guide him. And it, yeah, other than that, sounded so patronising then. But other than that, yeah, I had, like, a lovely week, and it's been delightful. And I'm sure that I had more to say about it before, but I'm just so tired now, guys. I'm so sorry. It's been, like, a full half an hour since my laptop just decided to restart. And, yeah, I am just very... I've had a really lovely week. Lots of fun things happening. Life's starting to get good again. Things are opening up. Everybody, please stay safe. Drink responsibly. Have lots of fun, because drinking is fun if you do it safely with people that care about you. If you are getting drunk, then please stay with your friends. Do not wander off. Do not go off with strangers. Do not walk home by yourself. Do not get in taxis by yourself. Please look after yourself. Look after your friends. Stay as a group. Do not talk to any weirdos. Do not receive drinks from any weirdos. And most of all, try and have a good bloody time. And don't be one of those wankers that starts fights or cries in a club. Oh, guys, I love you lots. I'm fucking exhausted, but it's big fat worth it every time, because I get to speak to you lovely people. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that me and Leah weren't too absolutely fucking disgusting. And I hope, more than anything, that you had a lovely little bit of Balek Day. Right, see you later, guys. Love you lots. 1, 2, 3.